USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence received a COVID-19 vaccination on live TV alongside Second Lady Karen Pence and U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams. President-elect Joe Biden set to receive the COVID-19 vaccine in public on Monday. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris set to receive it the following week, which goes against comments they made before the election.
I trust scientists, but I don't trust Donald Trump.
The doctors tell us that we should take it, I'll be the first in line to take it. Absolutely. But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
Suspected Russian hackers who broke into U.S. government agencies also spied on less high-profile organizations, including groups in Britain, a U.S. internet provider, and a county government in Arizona. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
White House officials and congressional leaders are trying to address a number of lingering policy disagreements as they race to finalize an approximately $900 billion coronavirus relief package. As the negotiations continue, former New York Republican Congressman Nan Hayworth tells CNBC, moderates are playing a huge role in the negotiations.
Well, you know, having been one of the centrist voices in a, you know, relatively raucous Republican majority, but, you know, not a commanding Republican majority against the Democratic Senate and White House in the 112th Congress, look, it is those more moderate voices who do actually move policy forward, but they back up leadership.
Atlanta-based Coca-Cola cutting 2,200 jobs around the world because of a decline in sales blamed on the pandemic. A spokesman saying 1,200 of those jobs will be here in the United States. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
For the second week in a row when first-time jobless claims were released by the Labor Department, they were continuing to rise. 885,000 claims were made last week, the four-week average now at 812,000. The largest increases in claims were in California, Texas, Illinois, Pennsylvania, and New York. As far as why the numbers continue to rise, Stephen Moore with the Heritage Foundation says,
all over the country, these blue state governors from Cuomo to Pritzker to Newsom out on the left coast shut down their economies. You're seeing the tragedy of these restaurants that are going bankrupt right now, even though we know that shutdowns and lockdowns of the economy have almost no impact on the pandemic. And so obviously, if you shut down businesses, Steve, you're going to see people lose their jobs. It is a tragedy. We should stop the shutdowns. Obviously, we want to stop the spread of the virus, but this is a strategy that has not worked, and many, many businesses are in jeopardy of failing.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends. Could California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom get recalled from office? As of Thursday, a petition to force a recall vote had received more than 820,000 signatures, more than half of the 1.5 million needed, and organizers have until March 10, 2021, to collect more signatures. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.